Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller.
And Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, it looks like somebody mowed your lawn.
It was me.
Really?
Yeah, I did it.
It wasn't the little neighbor
boy. I have
boy.
A confession, though. Okay. I anger mowed. I know you probably don't understand what anger mowing is, but here's what anger mowing is for me. It's when I get home from work at like 4:15.
And you're resenting.
We have to be at the ball field at like 5:30. Oh. And I'm like,
anger mowing.
Oh, it was anger mowing. Yeah.
But you got
it
done.
Anger mowing. Yes, but good. I got it done in anger.
It looks good. It's not like to the knees.
That's right. And I made it to the ball field.
You made it to the ball field.
I made it to the ball
Listen,
field.
Listen, answer me this riddle.
Okay.
Are you sitting in really nice baseball chairs? Did you get some folded, you know, the fold kind baseball chairs? Did you do it?
I literally have been telling people at work.
Oh.
This is my new beef with sports.
Okay.
You know, when we started on our sports journey, it was hand-me-down things.
Yes.
Secondhand that. But borrowed this.
Okay.
And we spent, I'm not kidding, probably $80 to get our kids outfitted for baseball this year.
Okay.
Then come along baseball chairs. Baseball chairs aren't what they used to be.
No. Well, listen, first of all, Don't waste your time and money on a
those umbrella
$16 chair. Things are gonna happen and they're not gonna be good.
You know, you're gonna fall. You're not gonna get up. You're gonna sit on the ground.
Some good ones.
So Dick's, we got good
Dick's,
ones.
Dick's, if you were listening.
No.
Did you go to Dick's?
I don't want to talk about that. That's censored.
Dick.
Listen, here's the thing. We looked up. Stop saying that.
Dick's.
Stop. We spent so much money on baseball chairs and it's embarrassing. They're so expensive.
They are expensive.
But we got really the director style chair that have a flat bottom because I can't be hauling up off the ground. And we got with the little rockers.
Wait, director chair, not high though.
No.
Oh, I was going to say,
but they have
that
like
would
high
be weird.
I'm like, take me out to the ball game. Take one. And they're like, wrong activity, mister. I'm like, if you build it, they will come. Field of Dreams. And they're like, this is T-ball. But we did get the good ones because, listen, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. I took the price of them, which truthfully, good ones are between like $50 and $90, somewhere in there.
Oh, I know.
I looked at the number of times I would be sitting in it, which
That's
was a lot.
$4
And
a
I
hair.
Divided yeah. it per game.
Oh.
And I'm thinking of it like this.
A lot.
This is like $250 a game for me to sit in this really nice chair.
It's worth every single cent.
It's so worth it.
Okay, good day. My good day is my nephew and his wife, my nephew Brody, and that's B-R-O-D-I-E, not Brody, Brody. My nephew Brody and his wife Allie, they live in Millersburg, Ohio. They called last week, it was like the beginning of a week, the beginning of the week. And they said, hey, Aunt Leanne, would you and Uncle Dar like to come over for supper?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is everything okay? You know, and it's not because this is not his nature. It is very much in my extended family, on my side of the family, this is very much his nature and his personality. But they, Matt, now you are going to resonate with this because you're a little season ahead of Matt and Brody and Allie, you and Mallory are. But his children are 4, 2.5, and 6 months.
Woof.
So.
Been there.
So
we were never that
so,
close.
So
though.
It's going to always be busy, right? It's going to be busy for a while for them.
Yeah. And then baseball starts.
And so they invited us to supper and it was so lovely. We had such a lovely evening and where they live, they have this like glassed in sunroom and the storm was like rolling across the hills.
That's cool.
And Holmes County, Ohio on Amish country is kind of known for its rolling hills.
Yeah.
So we just saw the shower and the lightning coming and we just sat there and visited and it was so lovely.
That's great.
So nice.
I love that.
Listen, and you know what he said? And I loved it. He said, for the last year we have been saying we need to do this. And I said to Allie, I'm going to do this right now. We're going to get a date.
Yes, put it on the calendar.
And we got a date. And we already are talking about a date for when they come over next.
Yeah.
And we did that with our friend group, right? Yeah. With some of our counselor cluster.
Yep, that's right.
I texted the group and I said, all right, let's get it on the calendar.
Yeah.
Let's do all the children's. And
yeah,
let's
we say
just
that
get
all
it,
the time.
Let's get it
get
down.
Get it on the calendar.
Get it on the calendar. And so my good day involved going to a lovely dinner
that's great.
Did not have to cook, and he fermented his own sauerkraut.
That's great. I love that. I support that.
Like, yes, I'm so impressed. Do you know that you burp sauerkraut? You burp it because it's fermenting.
Oh, yeah.
So you like
it'll
lift
build
the
pressure.
Lid. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with
you have to burp your sourdough too.
I'm just impressed with the whole process. And it was so fresh and delicious.
Yeah.
And she used the Martha Stewart pulled pork recipe to put with the sauerkraut and mashed potatoes. It was delicious.
Great. I love that.
It was so great. So if you have been saying, I need to invite those folks over for dinner, do it today.
I support that. All right, here's my good day. This last weekend was a big weekend for Star Wars fans.
Okay.
We're not huge Star Wars fans, but I will say, I was actually thinking about this.
Is that R2-D2?
Yeah, okay. Well... I don't know if it is R2-D2, but he's a character.
Yeah, it is. No, I mean, is that the show
that's what
that
it's
has?
From, yeah. Okay. And, you know, I was thinking about this. Star Wars is the first, like, adult thing that we let our kids watch.
Okay.
It was the first show that we were like, okay, this is adult, but we know it's appropriate. It's not like gory or anything like that.
Yes, right.
And so Luca at a really young age started liking Star Wars. And I don't even know if he really understood it, but he has always loved it. Then Fitz came along, Fitz loved it too. So anyway, for May the 4th, there's things that go on, you know, May the 4th be with you. That's why it's on May the 4th.
Is that a joke?
No, that's where.
Is that a dad joke?
No, this is why it is on this time. It's the beginning of May because it's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And I feel like I have a lisp when I say May the 4th be with you. But so anyway, we went to our local new movie theater.
Yes, it was an old building that has been renovated. Lyric.
It's called the Lyric Theater.
Lyric Movie Theater. If you're listening.
I love it. I loved it.
I'm so impressed.
You should be. Listen, we need to go. This is what's cool about it. They showed the old Star Wars. So the original three, which we don't have time for this, but it's actually episode 4, 5, and 6 of the Star Wars saga.
Okay.
And on Saturday and Sunday, they showed them the first one at 1 o'clock, the next one at 4 o'clock, third one at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And so on Saturday, we went to the 1 o'clock, and on Sunday, we went to the 4 o'clock. And it was so fun.
Aww.
We had such a good time.
Such a good time to do together.
Yes. And,
also,
and I love those local movie theaters.
And shout out to all the people out there looking at these old buildings and saying,
we could do something with that.
Let's save this old gal. Let's save this old guy.
It's so good.
Let's renovate and let's love this building and let's bring it back instead of tearing everything down and putting up a pole barn.
Yeah.
Like
I love it.
I mean, nothing against pole barns. If you've got one, I mean, great.
Put your camper in it. You need a place.
But to take an old building like that building that had really been sleepy and to bring it back to life. And now the marquee is on.
It's so
and
great.
All the movies that are playing now.
Yeah,
are
there's
up.
Some new releases and then they do some classics. Next weekend is Mary Poppins with, you know, Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke and Singing in the Rain, which Singing in the Rain is one of my favorite movies ever. So anyway.
Wait, Singing in the Rain's a movie?
Yes, it's one of my favorite movies
Why
don't ever.
I know this?
Because you're
singing
not very cultured.
In the rain.
It's from that.
Just
That's
singing
that.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Is it Julie Andrews?
No,
Andrews?
It is Debbie Reynolds is the woman. And
what's she doing? What's the premise of this?
It's too long. We don't have time.
Okay.
So anyway, they're showing old movies
I'll
and
Google
new movies.
It.
So it was great. It was really good.
Yeah,
it was
a
fun memory for our kids.
Yeah,
so.
I love that. And I love that. I do think that. There is, I don't know if you just took the boys only, but I do think that it's nice when dads will take their sons or dads will take their daughters and do some one-on-one type things.
Totally.
Same for moms.
It was just me and the boys. And
I
it
love
was so
that.
Fun.
Yeah, I love that.
Fun fact though, do you know the famous line, Luke, I am your father? Luke, I am your father. Yes. Darth mm-hmm. Vader says mm-hmm. to him, did you know that's the most, arguably, the most misquoted movie line of all time?
No.
Because he doesn't say that. He actually says, no, I am your father. But everyone quotes it as, Luke, I am your father.
Well, is his name Luke?
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
Oh,
yeah. So I think that's a fun fact.
Good fact.
All right. Hey, we have a segment before we jump into our topic. It's called Mad Dash. And today we have four random things. Mm-hmm. We're going to give our mm-hmm. opinions on mm-hmm. it. And I'm mm-hmm. going to go first. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Yes, go.
All right, Leanne, Star Wars.
No.
You acted so interested. Have you tried Star Wars?
No.
But you won't ever try it.
No, I see the commercials. I'm like, nah. I don't want to do outer space.
But you know what?
I don't want to do space saucers.
It's not saucers. That's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful to the canon and the people that love it. Here's the thing.
The canon.
Do you know what the canon means? Like the story.
The integrity
of the story.
Yeah, no.
There are no saucers.
No.
That's like fake. Here's the thing. I think if you like all of your dragon lovemaking, you could get into Star Wars. You could. I promise.
Okay. I might give it a try.
Yeah. Okay. Second, grocery delivery.
I haven't done it.
You've never done it?
Well, wait. I've done it twice in Hilton Head from Walmart.
Okay.
I've never done it here in Worcester. I'm a slow learner. I just started. You just got me doing the pickup at Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is life-changing.
It's life-changing.
Life-changing.
I was just telling my in-laws. I was like, you know what's a funny thing is my kids don't know the agony of going grocery shopping.
Yeah, they don't know.
Those were rough.
Wait, what about for you, grocery delivery?
So we do pickup and delivery.
Okay.
So
how do you feel about delivery?
Well, here's what I think. I think it's hit or miss.
Okay.
Here's the problem with both of these options, actually, is sometimes the produce is wonky. You don't get to pick your own produce.
Somebody's picking it for you.
So, like, no offense to the 18-year-old who's like, well, these are grapes. Like, it's a bag of grapes. You get a bag of grapes. Bro, I want to look at my grapes.
Yeah.
So,
there's that. Grapes. Yeah.
And then the other thing is sometimes if they don't have the product that you ask for, they put a replacement in. And sometimes the math ain't mathin' when they give you something.
It's a no for me,
though.
It's
like, yeah. It's like you want a specific thing. Like you want pickle spears.
Did you say dickle spears?
Yes. You want pickle spears and they're like, oh, hamburger chips, pickles are the same.
Yes, yes.
They're
yes.
not the
they're
same.
They're not the same.
They're not the same. Yeah, and yeah, I will fight
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my only hesitation.
Okay, all right.
All right, here's the next one. How do you feel about houseplants right now?
I love all plants, houseplants and pork. Now, I'm going to say that you know that there was a day in my life that flower beds were a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Big deal.
Big deal.
You were the queen of flower. You started the parade for flower beds.
Like Country Magazine and all that.
That's a no for me, dog.
So I love indoor plants. All my indoor plants have been repotted. A lot of them now are outside because I want them to get the outside breeze and sun and weather. So I'm a yes. I'm definitely a yes on the indoor plants. I'm a yes on the porch plants.
What would you say to the person that's like, I kill everything?
Well,
I've tried house plants.
I would say to the person that kills everything, you're doing it wrong. So
that's helpful.
So figure out what it is you're doing wrong.
Wow. Leanne the Sage is here to tell us you're doing it wrong. They're dead. That is so helpful.
Just figure it out. And there are apps, Matt.
There are apps.
And there are these little, one of Teddy's housemates, Charlie, Amy's son, Charlie, has these little water meters that will give you the read on how dry it is and how much you need to water it. So there's all kinds of help things out there to help you figure out why you're killing things.
I think
I would say overwater, underwater are two big culprits. And I would also say you can't put a plant where there is no light.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a live growing thing. It needs light.
Well, here's my thing. Mm-hmm. I think in theory they're great, but then it's like, it just is a whole thing.
Well, it's a whole
for
thing.
Some seasons of life. Like you didn't do houseplants when you had kids at home.
No,
That was not your time.
I might have had two.
That was not your time.
But this is
your houseplant era.
I love them.
You treat them like children.
I do. I love them. I talk to them. Yeah. I missed them. I love them.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Pickles.
pickles
just in general.
They're a big yes for me.
Oh, big yes.
I'm a yes. I will snack on them. Same. I will put them on a fork and eat them just like that. The Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, shout out. Mm. I will eat them with a fork. Their sweet and spicy pickle at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and their bread and butter pickle. The sliced ones, my mouth's watering. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
You know what's a funny thing? After we recorded our last week's episode of Yeses and No's of Summer, we went upstairs and we just had a few things we were talking about. And we literally
got out, the two of us. Yeah.
Everybody in my house was asleep. Yeah. It was like 9:15.
We got out pickles.
We got out 2 jars of pickles and forks and just sat delicious. There and talked and ate
And
pickles.
They were delicious.
I know. Actually, before I went to bed, I was like, I Googled salt cravings because I'm like, do I have something going on? Why am I craving salt sometimes? I think I'm fine, but like, you know.
Well, a pickle just satisfies something.
Yes, it's the crunch too.
And I love just a good dill spear.
Same.
Just give me an old school dill spear pickle. It's a yes.
All right, give me yours. Okay.
Are we wearing sports jerseys?
I am not. But if people would like to do that, I'm so happy for you.
What about your children?
Sure.
Your boys.
Sure. Yes. They can wear jerseys.
So I'm not a gatekeeper.
It's a no for me, dog. But I'm not a gatekeeper of our interests, of our loves, and of our clothes choices. Okay.
Next one. This is the salted and roasted variety, mixed nuts. Mixed nuts.
Okay. This is really controversial.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's a yes for me. However, what are the really big nuts? Are they the Brazil nuts? No, that's a no for me, dog.
I love those. Those
They're
are like
too big.
That's like a treat. It's like finding the treasure in the bag.
It's too big. I can't like toss it in.
But why do you need to toss it in? Bite it in half.
Who wants to do that?
Me. Because I love seeing the center. The center's like beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, that's a beautiful nut.
Yeah. Well, I also sometimes, depending on the brand, you have to buy a good brand.
Listen, again,
I buy mixed nuts, and it's 80% peanuts and 1 or 2 pecans, I'm done.
I'm pissed.
I'm done with you.
Yep. And also,
you just swore.
Yeah.
Just listen, I'm done.
Walnut Creek Cheese and Market again.
Yes.
I mean, we might not even have to talk about food.
Yeah, we are just talking about food.
We're talking about food. Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, their nut section, let me just tell you.
It's so good.
The prices, the kinds, they have honey roasted peanuts, but they also have like honey roasted cashews. They have all different kinds of roasted nuts, but their mixed nuts, their roasted salted mixed nuts and peanuts they're priced so wonderfully and they're so good. Same with pecans.
Yes. Oh, okay. I love them.
In the same vein of nuts, are you doing nuts? Now this is, you cannot say it depends. It has to just be a clear yes because of this and no because of this. Are you doing nuts in cookies?
No. If I have to pick, I'm going to pick no.
Okay.
That's all. You don't want me to say more.
All right. I don't.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. When you're writing a handwritten letter, because I know you do it.
I do.
You do cards. You do thank you cards on These Are Good Days postcards.
I do.
You sign my name, which is so nice, and you say all these lovely things. Are you preferring print or cursive?
Oh, this is a fun question.
Okay.
So you could look at my handwriting that's on the paper about notes for today.
Okay.
My handwriting is like a morph of both.
Okay.
When I'm writing,
you have good
note,
writing.
Well, this is like fast, but if you can see, there's
you
like
have good writing.
Some of it is print and then some of it blurs.
But if I'm going to say one or the other, I'm going to say that's cursive.
That's interesting because I feel like I do print primarily.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know. It's kind of a hybrid.
Maybe if you're in a hurry.
Yes. That was in a hurry.
Yeah. You do more cursive because you can go faster maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
Right. Oh, print.
Yeah, but you do swoopy, big swoopy
stuff. I do swoopy.
You're fancy.
I do uneven print.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, I love your handwriting. All right, hey, today we're talking all about influence. You know what got me thinking?
Tell me. You picked this topic, and I was like,
The whole influencer thing. So the word influence has meant
you
one
mean
thing.
You mean on social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
The word influence has meant something in my mind, like for the first 20, 5 years of my life. But in recent days, since Facebook, since Instagram, the word influencer as a noun has become a thing. You know, well, that wasn't a thing growing up.
Almost like a marketing label.
Right. It's a marketing label. And the reason why is because people online use their relationship, their, you know, their whatever their niche is online. Mm-hmm. They're using showing their life,
their credibility, their, you know.
And that it gets you to do certain things. So I did a little bit of digging and I got a working definition of what influence is.
Okay.
And here's what I would say. It's the capacity or power to produce an effect on actions, behaviors, and opinions. Often it is indirect and intangible. So often influence isn't people just outright being like, you need to do this. Often it involves relationship. It involves a little bit of maybe persuasion. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it's manipulative all the time. You know, influence can be good or bad.
Right.
However, it's an indirect way. So it's like, oh, I know this person and I trust them and I look up to them. And I think if they say it, I might buy into it.
Right. Well, the thing I immediately think of, and you just said the word, when I think of influence, I think of trust.
Totally.
If you're going to influence me, there has to be a component of trust. I need to trust you. So there are influencers that I follow that I'm like, oh, I'm buying that product because I trust her.
Sure.
So if you're going to just sell everything and anything and everything and anything, and you're going to say it's so awesome and it's the best thing you've ever tried, and then I buy it and I'm like, this is actually crap. Mm-hmm. You have now affected your influence with me.
The trust.
Because I now am not going to trust what you're going to say going forward.
Right.
I'm going to be like, well, last time she said it was the best thing. It really wasn't great quality at all.
Right.
Now there are people I follow that I buy things through that they say, buy this item. It's amazing. You're never going to regret it. I buy it. And I'm like, that is an amazing product.
Totally.
And now, like when they say buy this thing, I buy that thing.
Well, and here's what I know about you and things that we've talked about on the podcast is we aren't bluffers.
No.
Everything we've ever shared, we truly love it.
I'm not promoting something that I haven't tried and love myself.
And in full transparency for you, you've had people reach out to you to promote things for them that you're like, I'll try it. And if I don't like it, I'm not going to do it. And you've said no.
I've said no.
Everything that you say yes to, you truly, truly love.
I truly love. Yeah.
So that whole word has become kind of a buzzword because of social media. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And kids even are like, I want to become a YouTuber and I want to become an influencer. Mm-hmm. Kids are saying that. But I want to go back to the old school definition of influence. Mm-hmm. When you think about the word influence, who were some of the biggest influences on your life besides your parents? You know, besides your nuclear family, because we could make a case for your nuclear family being the biggest indirect or direct influence on you. But who, when you think back in your life, who are some of the people that you're like, oh, they had an influence on me?
I didn't know you were going to ask this question.
Yeah.
So you go first and let me think about it for a minute. And yes. And then I have something else I want to say about the word influence. But
when
you tell me.
Think about the word influence, there are two people that pop up, and one is a really good one and one is a not so good one.
Okay.
My really good one outside of my parents or my sister would be my grandpa, Pappy. Dick Johnson.
Yes.
He passed away 2 years ago. And here's what was influential about him to me is he, first of all, he had a larger than life personality.
He did.
As a kid, I was so interested in him, but also a little bit scared of him.
Well, and he was always so cheerful. He was very positive and cheerful.
Totally. He looked he had a very positive outlook on life. Mm-hmm. He was very gregarious and outgoing. Mm-hmm. And the thing that he did for me specifically, you know, if his other grandchildren happened to be talking about him, they probably have their own stories. But the thing that he did for me was he, I would say, taught me and modeled what serving is like and what it looks like to love people well.
Yeah, that's good.
Do I do it exactly like him? No. And my mom, this is her dad. She's probably like, yeah, you're not like him as much as maybe I'm saying, because I'm not like him.
No, well, your approach is different, but I would say the underlying foundational principle that you have adapted that probably is his influence is that you are a very loving person, and your grandpa was somebody that loved people.
Oh yeah.
And he also was positive. So you're not positive in the same way. Like your grandpa always handed those little gold coins. He had some kind of sort of coins.
It was like an evangelism point. Yeah.
You don't do that.
Right.
But you do the kindness and the positivity in your own way, but it's very like-minded.
Right. But, and you know, the thing that I think about for him was I wanted to be around him, and he would make time for me to be around him. And what he would do is, our family had a camp that we volunteered at and we went to, and on Friday afternoons, often, I don't know how much, but in the fall and the spring, especially, he would say, "Hey, do you want to go work with me at camp for the weekend?" And he would be sitting in the driveway when the bus got home.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd switch my clothes, throw my duffel bag in his van, and we would go, just the two of us sometimes, up and work together. And sometimes, listen, I'm not handy, but with him, I felt like I could do anything. I'm a good second-hand man.
Good.
So he would lay this tile and that kind
this
of thing.
Is a good reminder for grandparents that are listening.
Totally.
It doesn't have to be a big, grandiose deal.
Right.
It's time.
And so that was the positive one. And then for me, this is kind of funny. There is a negative one that sticks out from my childhood.
Okay.
So I grew up in a small church that was like 250, 300 people. And we all knew each other, grew up together. And there was this family that our family loved. And my mom is good friends with the wife.
Okay.
And I thought her older daughters were the coolest people ever.
Okay.
They're probably
do they do something naughty?
Well, we'll get there. I would say they're like the daughter that I'm going to be talking about. I would guess maybe 10 years older than me, maybe not quite 10 years older. But anyway, I looked up to these people so much. They were the cool kids of our church youth group. And I remember finding out through someone else when I was probably 12 that she smoked a cigarette once, and I was devastated. I cried. I was like, doesn't she know better? What about her lungs?
And it's followed you to
what about
present,
Jesus?
It's followed you to present day.
And look at me. Now I can be friends with occasional smokers. I've grown so much. I can be friends with the occasional smoker. So,
I had one.
Okay, you don't. I'm not asking you to confess.
But I did hide the pack.
That's good. Well, you still have a little level of shame. So I guess I don't know what to say about that. But it just was a reminder that her influence meant something in my life.
Right.
You know, and when I felt like I can look at that story and laugh now, but
did
as a kid,
I was actually cry.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my word. Don't you remember the churches we grew up in? That was like, that was horrible. Smoking a cigarette. But her influence meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was devastated. And, you know, what I love about her is I'm not in relationship with her anymore, but my mom is, because my mom's kept up with her mom and she is an awesome mom. Her and her husband are such great people. It didn't mess her up for life.
No, she's okay.
She's a testament to an occasional smoker can still be great.
And still probably going to heaven. Yeah,
let's hope so. So tell me about people in your life that were influences.
So when I was little, there was a lady who babysat us who we nicknamed Grandma Emily. And I can still remember her handwriting, because Grandma Emily was someone who would sit with you and read and write and paint and do all the things until you got tired of it. And she just really, I would say that when I go back into my memories of childhood, I have very warm, sweet memories of just playing tic-tac-toe and dot-to-dot and Uno and Old Maid and just really She never hurried me. It was always just about taking our time and really doing things that weren't elaborate, but mm-hmm. things that were enjoyable or important to a little kid.
Yeah.
So her influence was really great for me in regard to now that I'm an adult, I would want my grandkids or my future grandkids, or I would want children to feel the way about me.
Well,
that
you do
I've,
that.
What?
You do that.
What?
Do you remember what you did? It was so painstaking for me. You picked up my children once, and I came with you, me, you, and the boys.
It was so
fun. And
you
took them to Mark's
yes.
just around mm-hmm. the corner, mm-hmm. and you let them pick.
Mark's is kind of like a grocery store, but they also have toy aisles
yeah.
and
so
things like that.
So you told them they can pick out a Hot Wheel and
yes,
a candy.
I did.
And you
then,
did not rush them.
And then I told them, boys, take your time.
You
look
did.
At every single thing. If
it's
you
painstaking.
Want. Just look at every Hot Wheel. Take your time. There is no rush. And you were looking at me like, I am going to kill you. And I'm like, this is
it's
important.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. It's important to you. And they, Fitzy, touched oh. every single Hot Wheel.
Fitz is the hardest one still.
He really wanted to make the right decision.
He did.
Then I think it came down to two Hot Wheels. I said, boys, just each pick two. And you would have thought that I gave him $100.
Totally. And it was probably 50 cent cars. You know, but you do that. You are,
well,
you are,
I,
you do that.
I would, yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you. And that would be my hope. The other influence, same as you, was not really a great one. It was, I went to a school that my mom had worked out a carpooling deal with this upperclassman.
Okay.
And she drove this cool black car, and she had a Queen sticker, you know, the band.
Like the band?
Queen, yeah.
Like
band Queen in the window, and she smoked. She's and that is how I first smoked my very first cigarette.
I can't believe both of our stories about
with
that.
Was with Stevie Sloop. So
Stevie Sloop.
So Stevie Sloop, if you are
what's Stevie
listening,
up to?
I don't know. Let's get together and smoke a cig.
Leanne.
I'm kidding.
Leanne Miller.
I really lost track of Stevie Sloop. And then I found Stevie Sloop, probably Teddy was a baby. So this would have been 29 years ago.
Oh, my word.
And she was living in High Point, North Carolina, where the High Point Furniture Show, like the
yeah.
High Point Retail and Furniture Show were. And we stayed at her house because we were buying things for our retail store at the time. And she was doing great at that time.
That's
but,
awesome.
But then I've lost track of her. I don't
was
know.
She smoking then?
I don't know either. I don't think so. I think she
so
was
funny.
Taking care of her health.
Oh, good. Good job, Stevie. Stevie could be a good influence on us now.
Okay. Now I want to mention this, and yeah. I know we're running out of time.
I know.
It went so fast. Is when I think of influence, I also tie it to reputation.
Yeah.
Because if you have going in, if you have a bad reputation, or you have a questionable reputation, and how I know that would be because other people may tell me,
sure.
or I might look at your social media, or I might have heard you speak to someone.
Right, right.
But if you have a questionable reputation, you are not probably going to have much influence
right,
over me.
Right.
And the influence you have over me is going to probably be stay away from that person.
Right, absolutely.
So I think reputation really does fold itself into the word influence.
Yeah,
because
totally
in
agree.
Order to have, I think, real effective influence, you need to have a good reputation, right?
Absolutely.
Or you can obviously you can have a bad reputation and be a bad influence.
Sure.
So
here's my parting shot is for when it comes to influence, think about the people that have had an influence on you. And maybe this is a nudge for you to say, I need to reach out. Maybe you need to find somebody like Stevie Sloops. Maybe you need to find her. And my person, I'm so happy for her because she has such a great life right now. And
okay.
I don't think she's smoking
wait, what,
either.
Wait, what would I, why would I find Stevie Sloop? Find
just,
her
to see
how she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if she is still smoking? I'd still like to find her and be like.
No, you should.
It's okay,
you should
Stevie.
Find her. It's okay. We still, if you got them, light them. If you got them, light them, Stevie. But here's the thing. Maybe there's someone, as we've talked about this, that popped into your mind.
Oh, that influenced you.
That influenced you in a positive way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe reach out to that person this week.
Yes.
I think our people have passed away.
Yes.
However, you know, if your person is still alive,
yes,
this is a great opportunity to say, hey, I was thinking about you and the influence you had on my life. Because I people need to hear that kind of stuff.
Grandma Emily died when I was in college.
Yeah.
I came back for her funeral and I was asked to speak at her funeral. And it was hard. It was hard to get through that because so many of my childhood memories are tied to her.
Yeah.
And, but you know, she did really make me feel very loved and very accepted.
Yeah. I love that. Hey, well, thanks for joining us in this conversation all about influence, whether ordinary or extraordinary. We hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.